Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Hey, knocked off his seat. It's that exciting. How are you doing, pal?
Doing all right, you know, tired as usual, but I'm good.
Well, yeah, this will energize you, definitely. Welcome, everybody, to the Full Force Weekly. I am Christopher McLeod, obviously. I've already said all that stuff, and that's Patrick, not Picard Stewart. Hope everyone's doing well in the chat. Hello, everybody. Good to see you all in here again. Got a few little news tidbits to get stuck into today, which is nice. We'll get to all that later. Something you may notice, and we'll be kind of putting out in the comments, if you can let us know your idea as to what the new graphics are all about. It's pretty obvious, I think, to a lot of people that are G.I. Joe fans, but let us know, who do you think the new graphics represent? I know Pat knows.
I think I do.
I would hope so. It's pretty, pretty obvious. I'm putting the pressure on you, Pat, because I'm gonna test you at the end to see if you know. But yeah, let us know in the comments who you think it is. Already seen a couple of ideas popping through. Awesome. We'll let you know at the end when I shout out Brian Sauer for our wonderful graphics. In any case, it is spring officially. Finally out of that hideous winter phase. Not saying the graphics were hideous, as in the actual winter itself was getting a little annoying. So yeah, we're in the spring now. Pat, does it feel spring-like to you?
With the allergies kicking in, yeah.
Yeah, allergies always tell you, don't they? Zartan, thank you very much already with the super chat. Rise and shine, double F's. Indeed, thank you very much. Yeah, we've got a few little news stories from this week. Some not great, some very exciting. We'll start with the sad news, I guess, Pat. And that is in how would you even put it? In sad factory closure news, I guess.
An article on the RTE website explained that the Irish factory in Waterford, famous for producing a number of Action Force International Heroes products for the UK and European market back in the 80s and 90s, was in fact closing down. The sad news means that 234 jobs are going to be lost at the board and card game manufacturer. Carter Mundy, who owned the current site, took over from Hasbro back in 2015 and produced games such as Monopoly, Trivial Pursuit, Cluedo and Kinect 4. The factory started in 1977 under the MB name and was bought by Hasbro in 1984. At its peak, it employed up to 400 people at seasonally busy times of the year. The reason for the closure was blamed on a lack of interest in board and card games in the time following the pandemic lockdown. Our condolences go out to those affected by the closure.
Absolutely. This is really sad for me, and like, because I talk about this factory quite a lot with Paddy and Brian, our Irish contingent, because this was one of those things that was just known. There was a factory in Ireland that produced Action Force International Heroes vehicles, and literally from like 87 through to the 90s. So it's quite sad to hear that is actually finally closing. Pat, I know it's not like something that's necessarily connected to you in that sense, but it's still quite sad, isn't it? Like that we're losing this bit of history.
Yeah, that's true, because the factories that made most of the G.I. Joe vehicles, I'm trying to think where else they would have been. I mean, this seems like it's probably the biggest one that was still operating. I believe that there were Hasbro factories in the United States, I think, in Texas as well as Rhode Island during the original run, but I don't think the Texas factories actually made any G.I. Joe vehicles. I think that was all out of Rhode Island.
Which was the factory that you sent me images of the gem cars being made?
That was Rhode Island.
That was the Rhode Island one. Yeah, see that's I love seeing images from those kind of like things, and you see all of the cars lined up on the conveyor belt as they're making them. You see, I want to see more of that stuff Forgio, like when they were putting like the vehicles together and all that stuff. But yeah, it's so rare to get that footage, isn't it? Yet you see the odd kind of bit of stock footage every now and again that pops up, but it's very rare to get stuff from inside the factory.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything else from the time. There had to have been a good reason for somebody to have spent the money on film and then to have developed it and then to have converted it to digital in some way or put it in a book or something.
Yeah, and like I said, it's really sad that we're losing this factory. Here's a cracking image of it from back when MB were kind of holding down the fort. I think this is from the early 80s. Might even be late 70s. It's in that time period. Obviously, MB took it over, or started it in 77, and were there until, I think, 84 when Hasbro took over. So, with that. And then again, you never know back then. Hasbro could have owned this and just left the MB sign up because they couldn't be bothered to remove it. That could also be the case.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I do believe there is a timestamp for this particular image, but I do not remember what it is. So if Paddy is watching, he might even know, because I know he's used this stock footage and this stock image in the past. But yeah, really, it's one of those things. I don't want to kind of ruminate over it too much, but it is very sad to think that this little bit of history, this little bit of G.I. Joe history, is going to be kind of being closed down now, which is a shame. What I will say as well, guys, you might be suffering from a little bit of me glitching every now and again, and I apologize. We are having a few technical issues that we had at the start of the show, and they're probably kicking off right now as we speak, unfortunately. But like, bear with us. It's only my little screen that you'll probably have to worry about. Everything else should be quite smooth for you guys. Grant's asked a question here. He says, say, Chris, did Action Force switch to releasing G.I. Joes in 86 or 87? So that's a complex question, actually, because they actually, if you're talking about the kind of multiple articulated G.I. Joe figure that you know, the O-ring figure, they actually were kind of siphoned into the Palitoy line, kind of like in as early as, I think, 84. And then even earlier than that, was it 83?
I think 83 was whenever they released the figures that were repaint.
It was the vehicle drivers, wasn't it? Effects specifically in that first year. Then obviously there were more brought in. And then in 85, they just had all of the G.I. Joe figures on the Palitoy cards, basically, before Palitoy went under. And then there was a little kind of respite. And in 87, Action Force International Heroes came out. And that is effectively when you have the full-on G.I. Joe line just being rebranded and put out in the UK and Europe. So, yeah, effectively all of those years. 86 was a kind of dead year, Grant, technically. But it still would have had... There was still a stock on the shelves at that point. So it's not like there was nothing around. It was just nothing was being technically produced at that period. Right then. A Punk with Toys says, glitching is unacceptable when live streaming. You're damn right. I really apologize, genuinely. There's not much I can do about it. I'm so hot. Sorry. Christoph Black says, max headroom. Am I doing that? Am I doing that? That's even more funny. Viper Scout says, I always wondered if factories like that has old stock hidden in an unknown storage room. God, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Yeah, I've wondered the same thing. I was even wondering if there could be any sort of find whenever somebody takes over that. I mean, it could be a find of any kind. It may just be a bunch of copies of Scrabble or something.
Yeah, just a load of monopolies. Absolutely. Sorry, that was the wrong one, Matt. But there you go. You had a comment thrown up there with your chat going on. I glitched when I read your comment. Perfect, Punk with Toys. I'm sorry. Again, nothing I can do about it, I'm afraid. Really sorry.
Yeah, but you
about
did the
that.
Whole Max Headroom thing right as the Max Headroom comment came up.
Genius.
Yeah, it was like you're doing it on purpose.
I'm doing it on purpose now. Right, well, let's get on to the next news item. Again, massive apologies for the glitching. There's nothing I can do about it, unfortunately. We tried everything at the start, and it's just, I hate it so much. And there's nothing they can do about it either, which is even worse. They gave me all these workarounds that you can try. I do everything possible, and it still does this. So that's great, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on to the next news item, which is actually a little bit of higher news.
Mm-hmm. Gabe L, or A Pro Studio as he is known on Instagram, posted some final design and concept images that he worked on for the Higher Toys Cobra Commander in the week. The post included numerous styles with different cape situations. You can view all of his work for the Cobra Head Honcho on his ArtStation page, link in the description. He also mentioned there will be more to come, which does excite me for more of these sorts of 4-inch figures in the future.
Yeah, bring on Lightfoot, is what I'm saying. I think Lightfoot's quite far away from the line plan for Higher Toys, though, wouldn't you say, Pat?
I would say so. Yeah. it's going to be a little bit of a wait.
A little bit. Anyway, yeah, so this is Gabriel Luque. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Apologies if I'm butchering the name. But he designed the new Higher Toys Cobra Commander, which is pretty cool. And he's also posted all these wonderful images on his art station and on Instagram, which you can see links in the description, of course, if you want to check these out. If you haven't already, I'm sure you've all seen these already. So this was the final kind of figure redesign kind of turnaround, I guess, or like it is the turnaround drawing. Cool to see these, isn't it, Pat? I mean, obviously you are a bit of an aficionado when it comes to the pre-production concept kind of phase. You like that kind of stuff, don't you?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I really like to see that. Just so you can see anything, you can see the inspiration for things. You can kind of infer the reasons why things are the way that they are. I think that I really like these images because that one that was in the middle that you first showed, the cape on it, really looks like Resolute Cobra Commander, as does the helmet. So it kind of just further drives home what we've said about that. Now, one of the things I'm really looking at is the weapon. It kind of has the Cobra from the Hydra coil.
Oh, right. Yeah. Isn't it like, it kind of, I think it's almost a direct representation of the classified one he came with, isn't it?
It kind of looks like it. That's what I was just going to say. I would like to look again at the classified one, but the classified one almost seems longer and skinnier at the end. This one looks like it's the classic Cobra Commander weapon.
The hairdryer gun thing.
Yeah. But with the hydrofoil, like that snake that's on the side.
Yeah, on the
foiled one. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Have I gone?
Okay, you'd completely frozen audio and video.
Oh no, what a shame. Okay, well, there you go. Hopefully that won't happen as bad as it did just then again. I agree with that. I think the Hydrofoil logo, they've used that again, haven't they, recently for the His Tank t-shirts.
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna look at the Cobra Commander. Yeah, I guess it's similar, but it's a similar idea, but they've taken it and put it on the classic Cobra Commander weapon. I really kind of like that because the classified one is a different gun, but with a more squiggles and then a Cobra snake at the end. So it's very, very similar. I kind of like that.
Viper Scout says, I know CC has looked like this, but I'm getting strong Miles Mayhem vibes. Yeah, big time. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's one thing they kind of missed out on really kind of doing, because we got Matt Tracker in a couple of different versions, you know, in modern 4-inch form. We never really got our Miles Mayhem, which would have been great. I mean a figure like that would have just been sensational, I think. David Allen says Duke, Destro, Roadblock, and Baroness probably next. Oh God, yeah. I really don't think Lightfoot is genuinely next up. No, I think you're very likely going to be the core character hunt for a little while. Out of interest, Pat, what figure that would be not out of the core character, but kind of on the periphery, could you see them doing and not be too surprised about?
Oh, it's still going to be like a secondary kind of tier character. It's
Major Blood.
Major Blood. It's almost like in our heads we need to make that list of second, not the core character hump, but the expanded core character hump.
Core B. Yeah.
Core team B. which would be
worst sub team ever, by the way.
Which would be Major Blood. Firefly, I think, is in there.
Agreed.
And
Zartan? God, he's got to be rested on the middle there, hasn't he, somewhere?
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, it's a little weird. The core character hump really is just almost the maybe five or six majors. I guess it depends on how many you want to include. We almost should make a list of this out of curiosity, just between ourselves, what we
definitely
kind of feel like, how the ranks of, if you're going to release all the majors, like in which order.
Beachhead as well. That's a good shout, Yorktown Joe. I like that. That is a good point, actually. He's definitely core B, Beachhead. Would you argue, look, this is the thing, isn't it? We've talked about this in the past. We were kind of arguing as to whether Flint and Jay would be core B.
Like, kind of feel like they are, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is, but that's the case, isn't it? Because your core characters are kind of locked in. You know, your Duke, sorry, let's start properly. Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, Cobra Commander, Duke, Scarlet, Roadblock are probably now assumed to be the six core character figures, aren't they? And then, sorry, Destro and the Baroness as well. So we've got eight.
Sure, I would say those eight. But of those eight, I would even put a first tier and say Cobra Commander,
Snake Eyes,
and Duke.
Yep.
Are the first three.
They're probably, yeah, you're right. Snake Eyes, Cobra Commander, and Duke are the kind of like that. I'd love to see like a the data and the analysis on what characters are the most recognizable and so on and so forth. Obviously, Cobra Commander and Snake Eyes have got to be up there, and Duke always seems to be up there too.
Yeah.
So I agree with that totally. And then you've got that, yeah, the sub, like, mate, it's interesting, isn't it? I'd love to see that popularity scale. Sand Scorpion, says RKW. That would surprise me 100%. But I'd be into that. I think that'd be wicked. Diana's got a good point. I want to see how they do a character with a face. Yeah, very good point. It's all been helmeted so far, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. That's very true. Visor. And I'm sure she wants to see how they do a specific character with a face.
Who could that be? Who could that? Yes, we all know who it is. It's Sergeant Savage. Right. brilliant. I love that Sand Scorpion shout, RKW. That's genius. Tomax and Zaymot would be another good one, actually. Good shout there, David, as a kind of like core. Yeah. That could, you could almost push them and Mindbender into core C.
Yeah, it's kind of like once you get later, and that's what even Beachhead, I would say he's a two, but he could also maybe be in C. So that we have, then we have C.
I like how you change letters and numbers. And then
changed it. I just went with it.
It's core A, two, C. the Batman symbol. Yeah, brilliant. Genius. I love it. Jinx is a good shout as well, actually. Yeah. Sergeant Slaughter. That's an interesting one as well. I'd imagine he's almost like separated up at the same level as Cobra Commander and Snake Eyes, isn't he? But he's almost
probably
like
removed. Exists, I would think, somewhere in C, but when he's allowed, he just jumps straight ahead of everybody else.
But when he's
allowed to have him out, then straight ahead, straight to the front of the row.
Yeah.
Real quick. Get it
and
done.
Diana says, I do for sure, Savage all day long. Brilliant. Awesome. Well, okay, yeah, I'd like some of these concepts. I would have liked to have seen, actually, them incorporate a cape. I think that would have been pretty cool, actually. And also giving it a little bit more flavor. But I think the figure turned out quite interesting, quite nice. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm interested to see the accessories.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, totally. Okay, well, that is higher concepts as a little news story. Should we stop flirting around and get straight into the classified news that Pat is terrified about talking about right now? Look, he's just not happy. He's not happy at all, is he? Anyway, let's do it.
Just...
Hoo boy, we have a brand new batch of G.I. Joe classified listings courtesy of the awesome artist Shark, aka G.I. Shark on Instagram, via the ever solid listings king, JT Prime 17. With that said, it looks like these are legit and contain a huge amount of interesting tidbits. The first thing you may notice is the change of theme regarding the internal code words. They must have run out of authors with the amount of figures we've been dealing with recently, so now we are on to cartoon characters. We have a Captain Caveman Deluxe, which could be any of the recent name-only reveals we've seen, or something brand new, of course. These all look like 2024 and even contain a few vehicles by the looks of it. Anyway, we have Dastardly Pet, which could very well be Mutt and Junkyard, as they were revealed in name only during the last live stream, and then we get to HB Blossom VEH. Now this will be a figure and vehicle, but also could be a new designation for Hasbro Pulse exclusives. We will have to do more digging to figure that one out. Speaking of doing more digging, we will also have to do that with TNS Buttercup. Another Powerpuff Girls reference, but doesn't give much away here. Same goes for the MM designation, which could mean Mad Marauders or Mass Market, etc. Either way, we will need more info before that becomes clear. We see that double M on Velma, Shaggy VEH, Scooby VEH, and Scrappy. So get the Mad Marauders Mystery Machine out, because we are going Ghost Detective on this. We also get more retro editions with Smurfette, Papa, and Gargamel. Now these could be more straightforward and relate to the rumoured new Duke and Scarlet figures coming our way, and a regular Cobra Emblem Cobra Commander, because that would just make sense with the recent HasLab edition. Plus the Smurf names just line up too well on this one. I will say that Hasbro have often thrown in red herrings, but I don't see them doing fish code names for at least a few more years. Sorry, couldn't help myself. Finally, they have possibly revealed 60th anniversary releases with Tom and Jerry, not literally the cat and mouse combo, but from a coded perspective, of course. It would be fun if they do revisit the 12-inch origins here and give us a few homages from the start of this crazy brand, way back in 1964, but time will of course tell here. I would like to shout out the artist Shark for posting the listings in the first place, and for JT Prime 17 for confirming them. You can watch Shark's video via the link in the description for his take on the news, and go give him a like while you're at it.
Right, first of all, let's address the fact that I cut Pat off there in absolutely perfect timing at the beginning, and it was funny and lols, yes. But what were you going to say, Pat?
I was going to say that the news title, when you say we have new classified listings, you should have just like been completely coded about it.
Yeah. Next up, guys, we have Scooby-Doo news.
Right, kind of exactly. Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, next in, and then pick a cat cartoon. Next in Harvey Birdman news, that kind of thing. Yeah, definitely. And also, I did see your reaction to some of my puns in the actual video, Pat, and it was not, yeah, he was not happy about that. So apologies to Pat for my red herring and then couldn't help myself jokes. They were terrible, and I love it. Right. So, yes, new classified listings. Lots to kind of unpack here, I guess. Not obviously, there are moments and there are times when we get these listings and it's like, I know what they all are. But in this case, we don't. We know what some of them are and we know what some of them could be. But in the overall arching scenario, these are quite brand new and shiny and new to us. So that's even more interesting. Also, I will start by saying, because a few questions have come in here from Death Valley Machine and also Yorktown Joe. Lots of other people have mentioned this. What are HB, TNS, MM, etc.? We don't know at this stage. There have been previous designations they've used for all sorts of different scenarios, including things like ADV, which means fan channel. What's the other one? FTSY, which is Amazon exclusive, THR, which is Target exclusive, WES, which is Walmart exclusive, and then like DLX, which means deluxe. So there's lots of designations that we know in our hearts to be true, and we know what they are, but we don't in this case know what MMHB. We don't know what any of those mean. So we're going to do a bit more digging and confirming. We might even have to wait until things actually come out before we realize what they mean as well. That's usually what happens too. Anyway, excuse me. Next up then on this is the list, Pat. So this is what we're going to unpack a bit today. we know of many figures coming, name only reveals, digital renders that haven't necessarily been attached to anything yet. So these could be any of those things smattered in, and they could all, some of them could be brand new and whatever, what have you. So on at this case, it's probably not worth speculating on the stuff we're not really sure about, but there are some that stand out here, aren't there?
Yeah, for sure. The thing that I'm noticing that's interesting is that you have all of the MMs are all Scooby-Doos.
Yeah.
All the retros are all Smurfettes. But then how are you going to release Blossom and Buttercup, but no Bubbles?
I mean, well,
you aren't going to sell without Bubbles. They want the line to succeed.
You want the three pack, don't you? You want that just as an SDCC exclusive Powerpuff Girl, a genius.
But realistically, I kind of wonder if that does mean that those two are somehow related.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, totally. And I think with when you look at HB and TNS, also I have a feeling that maybe the number given for TNS Buttercup is incorrect and might be a typo. I feel like it's either F9233 or F9235. I don't think it is F92335, basically. Yeah. So again, I'll do more digging on getting a thing on that, because the numbers have never broached the letter and four numbers designation either. So I'd be very surprised if that is the actual number. I think it's probably just an error. But HB and TNS do stand out in there, don't they, Pat? Like, I mean, HB could be something like Hasbro Pulse, I guess. Could be.
Yeah. There's a lot of options in here. I'm not really sure exactly what all we usually see from this source as well. Like, do we know what the listings are yet? Have we seen listings for like San Diego? Is there some other source for any exclusives?
So it's a weird one, isn't it? We get these like random, it'll be like, you know, JT Prime 17 has confirmed these, and JT Prime 17 usually is the one that drops these listings when he finds them in systems.
Yeah,
and when they appear in systems, he drops the links and everything, and it's like, wow, okay, cool. So it's either one of those things where they're putting them up but not putting any information in. They're just putting those listings into their systems, and then he's finding it whatever way. So it's and everything that he has kind of leaked to this point, or you know, shown that are in the systems, have come to fruition. So for me, this is one of those things where it's like I can't look at this and say this is fake. A lot of people right. say it's fake, it's not real, and this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I don't know. Like, what are you thinking? What are you thinking is fake about it? Because they've
no, I'm not thinking anything's fake.
Not you. I mean the generic, the people that were saying that it was fake. I'm not saying you were.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a misunderstanding on my part. Sorry. What? So when, when G.I. Joe Classified Lines started, they had designations of like insects and all that kind of stuff. And then we went through the whole planetary phase, no pun intended. And then we went through the authors. So they change this often because you run out of names at some point, especially with the amount of figures that are coming out. I mean, I ran through a list of the authors that we knew about the other day, and I was like, it was ridiculous. Like, it went on and on and on for ages. So yeah, I think the change up shouldn't be one of those things where it's like, oh no, that's not real because they're not authors or, you know, what have you. So don't take too much of that into consideration, viewers.
Right.
This is one of those scenarios where they do change these up on a regular basis. So that shouldn't really be any kind of, I guess, insinuation that this is somewhat illegitimate, because it's been confirmed. So yeah,
I'm just kind of looking at that HB and TNS and the fact that both of those are, you know, Powerpuff Girls.
Yep.
And just thinking that maybe they're themed, the theming of them may be interrelated, and the HB and TNS may be two different exclusive places.
Yeah,
that you're going to need to go in order to get these items. And we've seen weird exclusive places in the past, like what was the app that you had to use
for Network.
The Commander Network. Yeah, it could be anything. There could be a brand new exclusive place.
Sorry, I just had a massive flashback to that time when we were all on our phones trying to desperately trying to shout out to who was it? Bill? I can't remember who it was who ordered like 11 by accident. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do.
I can't remember who it was. It was Nedro. It was Bill Nedro, wasn't it? Shout out to Bill Nedro, who accidentally ordered 11 Cobra Commanders. And the whole, like, the Regal Cobra Commander image was used, and it was the regular dark blue one that was going out. Oh, my God. Those were the days. I ordered it, didn't think it went through. Like, there was no confirmation or anything. I was like, oh, God, that just broke and didn't work, and they're out of stock now. And then I got an email about 3 hours later saying, congratulations. I'm like, what? What? Anyway, sorry, that just took me back then. A few people think HB means Hasbro exclusive or Hasbro. I imagine Hasbro Pulse, that would make a lot of sense. And then TNS could, like you say, could be some sort of, like, related exclusive scenario. They might be changing the target from THR to TNS, you never know. It's doubtful, just the way that these things are done and the way that the numbers line up and the way all that kind of stuff. It's doubtful it'll be target, but it could be another exclusive avenue. Absolutely, Pat, and I think you might be onto something there.
There could even just be like maybe Big Bad Toy Store is going to finally have like not a fan channel, but their very own or something like that. You know,
actually, yeah, that's not a bad shout at all. hopefully, I haven't given people too much PTSD remembering the network debacle. But there you go. And yeah, so that's a good shout, actually. Vehicles, there's a lot of vehicles in there. We know VEH is the vehicle designation. It's been proven time and time again. There's no point questioning it or arguing it with anyone in comments. VEH means vehicle. Three vehicles on the horizon, Pat. How does that make you feel, first and foremost?
Maybe to keep it themed, I should say Jinkies or Zoinks. Or maybe Zowie. I don't know.
Brilliant. Zoinks? Brilliant. Absolutely.
Just to keep my reactions coded as well.
I'm laughing like Muttley. I just laughed like Muttley. Okay, speaking of Muttley. Sorry, that's made me cry a little bit. Dastardly Pet. When you think about the timing with the name only reveal of Mutt and Junkyard, that feels like it could very well be for that particular character, doesn't it? Because we had a similar thing when Scrap Iron was name dropped, and then this Dumas Pet thing was floating around. So like, I just feel like that's probably what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, this is most definitely Mutt and Junkyard. You know, Muttley and Junkyard.
Dick Muttley. And yeah, whatever. There's a visual representation of the two. If you're not familiar, guys, with Mutt and Junkyard, they're not a very popular character choice. They're not in the cartoon or in the comics or not many figures of them. So you're not really going to know. That's all sarcasm, by the way. Jeremy Kimberlin, this is a good one. Let's go back quickly to this image because I like this comment. Mad Marauders Ram confirmed. Do you think one of those is a ram?
No, I don't.
I genuinely think we've had the ram usage now. We've had two of them, but I don't know if they would do another one. I know that's probably tongue in cheek, Aaron. Anyway, Jeremy.
Yeah, I think, but. You never know. It could be.
I don't think
it's a bad idea to do a vehicle repaint with Mad Marauders. I don't think that would be terrible. But two of them, I don't know. Like, what theme could use two vehicles? I think maybe a better question.
Oh, my God. Well, if they did Marauders vehicles, they'd be huge because they're all blooming giant tanks, aren't they? They're all big.
The Armadillo's not that big.
Yeah, but I'm talking 6-inch here. Do you know what I mean? Like in terms of the size of it.
Yeah.
it's going to be gigantic. So it was just a funny breakdown there where we just looked at each other like in silence. That was brilliant. It was like, who's going to talk first? Pat's just worried I'm going to cut him off with a video at any moment now.
This is going to be new vehicles.
I hope so. Viper Scout doesn't think so. Repainted Ram, repainted Coil, and repainted Trouble Bubble. Trouble Bubble's a good shout, actually, but I genuinely think a Python Patrol Trouble Bubble is on the cards when you factor in the Tele Viper. I feel okay, like...
So could it be and we haven't really gotten a repaint of the Coil.
No.
So could it be a Coil and a Trouble Bubble in Python Patrol?
Again, it's a possibility. Again, the MM is confusing in that sense. But again, these could just be, like you say, they could be new designations, as we've talked about before.
MM could be target.
Exactly, because it makes so much sense, doesn't it? Who decides this is what I want to know. Who goes, MM, that'll keep them guessing.
Right.
It probably is an element of that, isn't there? There's probably like, let's just keep them, let's really throw them in random directions.
And maybe PP became MM, you know? So it's Mython Patrol.
Mython for Patrol. That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Hopefully it's not Megamorse either, because that wouldn't...
What about Megamarines? Maybe it's Megamarines.
Could you imagine if they were just absolutely trolling us and just dropped Megamarines classified figures?
Yeah,
it'd be a good troll.
Right, that you know would be awesome if Scrap Iron's thing counts as a pet. Maybe Bio Viper and Monster Viper can count as a vehicle.
Hell yeah! There you go. You just worked it out. It's Megamarines Velma, which is, I don't know, who was in Megamarines? Clutch, Gung Ho,
Mirage.
There you go. And either Velma or Scrappy can be any of them, and then Shaggy. And the Shaggy can be the Bio Viper, and Scooby can be the Monstro Viper. Done.
I'm just gonna say that whoever they made Scrappy better be one that's going to sell. Otherwise, they've just like cursed that figure. I was cool with Scrappy Doo. I liked the 13 Ghosts of Scooby Doo. That was a show that I watched every Saturday.
It'll be one fatal Fluffy.
It'll be one fatal Fluffy.
That's what it'll be.
Just one tiny little one.
Amazing. A Punk with Toy says Pat is on a roll this morning. He absolutely is. He's had me crying twice now, which is brilliant. Yorktown Joe says Nightforce Lightfoot and a robot reusing the bottom of Scrap Iron's weapon. Yes, please. And thank you, Yorktown Joe. Could you imagine Lightfoot's drone on those treads? That'd be incredible.
You know, I really would. Do we know that the treads are set can separate? Is that a thing?
The treads, they move like this. So there's two, like, effectively they're like, they can move.
But is there like a joint where the thing, where the missiles pop off?
Probably not, but I'm sure that would be.
I would love it if they do. That would be amazing if they do.
I haven't seen that happen yet, but I'm sure you could separate the two. If not, then they do it in the factory phase when they were retooling everything. But I would very much love to see Lightfoot with a ridiculous drone. That would be so cool. People don't want to see the Coil. A lot of people don't want to see the Coil again, and that's fair enough, I guess.
With more color separation, because I've seen some people customize it with the colors separated, I think it looks a lot better. It's just such a big hunk of red plastic that Baroness was given that I think that it needed some more black or even other tones of red in there in order to make it look a little more shapely.
Yep, I agree with that. Dan K, how you doing, buddy? Smurfette is Eco Warrior Zorana. Now that would be.
Yeah, it's Zorana after you've taken her into the sun and she turned blue.
That would be great, wouldn't it? A repaint of Zorana as Smurfette. That'd be fantastic. Jeremy just wants Rams all over the place. Eco Warrior Ram with a squirt gun on the side. That would be pretty cool. Have they used female names for male characters before. Yes, Miranda was Kamakura, Diana. So that is, there's an exact example for you right there. They never really line up in any way, shape, or form. However, I say that, but there's a few in there that I would argue probably do line up a little too well. And that's the retro, the three retro ones we've got in there, Pat. And I mentioned it in the video, but we could possibly be looking at Smurfette as Scarlet, Pappa as Duke, and Gargamel as Cobra Commander here, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think that it's a safe bet that these would be the trio that you're going to see in the retro line. Isn't this news that the retro stuff could be coming back?
That is another very good point, Pat. Yeah, well, we have kind of surmised for ages, and kind of like when we've spoken to Hasbro, there's always been that answer of like the retro line isn't necessarily being stopped, but there was that whole like plastic bubble fiasco thing, yeah, where they went one way and then changed their mind in what felt like days. That they changed the tack on what they were doing in terms of the eco-friendly packaging and the plastic bubble. And then when we spoke to them kind of at the back end of that weird kind of transition, we asked them to clarify if the retro line would, if it did go forward, would it, well, one, is it going forward again? And they said, it's not really, we might be bringing it to a close in one aspect, but it will continue going if we want it to. So that was mentioned. The other thing that they said was that they would be using the bubbles on the cards going forward. So, okay, great. Then we got the HasLab. Then we found out that the Cobra Commander was going to be the next retro carded figure, or the latest retro carded figure to be added to the retro series. And now it appears as though there are a few more retro figures on the cards. And that means, well, does it mean, Pat, that it's going to Walmart? Not necessarily, because Walmart now have this other exclusive theme with the Night Force that is revealed and everyone knows now. So do you see them saying, yeah, Walmart have both? Or do you see them doing the maybe Hasbro Pulse? Or, I mean, how do you see them doing that?
Really, what I see is that whenever they switched away from the bubbles, that they probably pulled back until they knew exactly what they could do.
Right.
And then tried to almost immediately reintroduce the retro series. They probably just wanted to be something that they are doing, but made a different deal with Walmart just to solidify that important deal at the time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to guess, is that they just shifted gears and are giving Walmart something different. And to be honest, something that I think is going to be a little bit of a better thing for Walmart than the retro series, because the retro carded figures, they're not flying very fast. As a matter of fact, like, there's even at the Walmart near me, there's just a gung-ho sitting there. And I can't believe that gung-ho did not fly right away.
This is the thing, though. I kind of feel that it was a bit messy, the whole rollout of that. And it was a little confusing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
People managed to get hold of what they could at the time and all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. But yeah, in terms of that scenario, I think if you're going to be doing a brand new Duke, a brand new Scarlet, and you're doing a Cobra Commander with maybe the regular emblem, for example, which is, again, like the kind of like speculated thing that people think is happening, then, you know, you're probably not going to have any issues shifting those, because so many people have asked for a new Scarlet, and even people have been saying, like, you know, like they want a kind of more retro inspired Duke. So I think in this sense, I think there'd be enough difference in them, there'd be enough like new stuff going on in all of them that they would probably shift no issues. I could see though almost being like the kind of reintroduction of the retro series in a sense. So, yeah, that's my theory on this one, by the way. We are actually getting, yeah, Chaz, I will ask, obviously this will be a question that comes up with the Hasbro team when I'll be speaking to them very soon. Again, currently trying to line up a time to do that with Lenny and Emily, but it will be happening soon, sooner rather than later. And I will definitely be asking them about the retro series and what their plan. Well, they probably won't be able to answer any of these questions, because technically this is not an official reveal. We're talking about a leaked list that has the word retro on it. You know, a lot we're filling a lot of these gaps ourselves with things that we either want or that we just expect are going to happen.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that there's a possibility that we will see a retro line with revised packaging that will not include a bubble or something else?
I would imagine they'll keep the cards. I think they'll make them the same as they have been doing them to at least carded bubbles. I don't see them going to boxes with this. I could be 100% wrong, obviously. And they could all be in those classified boxes. And then everyone's just like, what? This makes no sense. But it forces a lot of the people that aren't collecting the retro series maybe to get on it, because it's got the, they start like lining up with all the other figures and the numbers and all that kind of stuff. Who knows? Wow. Who knows? But I would say that, yeah, your question about, you know, do I think they'll keep the packaging as the carded bubbles? 100%. I can't see them changing that, honestly. It would be a weird change of pace, I think. That's a good shout, though, Bean. This is something we have talked about in the past. A VHS packaging style
release
would be really fun. And it would, again, it wouldn't be, you know, it'd be the same kind of scenario as your retro carded, because they're kind of a little bit removed from your numbered classified figures. But like the VHS packaging would be such a great way of doing these particular retro figures. And also, yeah, you've got the retro vibe. You've got the fact that, you know, they're kind of reintroducing it a little bit. We've got the precedent with Marvel Legends as well, Pat, with the VHS packaging stuff for the kind of Marvel cartoon, X-Men cartoon stuff. So, like, I genuinely think that's a great shout, B. And if they did it, I would be all over that so quickly. I think it would be a great move. But I can just see them being carded on bubbles and still being as popular, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I do think it's interesting that the number for Retro Gargamel, who you were guessing was Cobra Commander,
yeah,
has a completely different, like, it's not sequential with Smurfette and Papa Smurf.
Numbers-wise,
yeah, which almost makes me think that maybe the production of that would have been different. Say, for example, if it was
the
year that they put with the Hiss tank.
Yes, there you go. Now you're thinking, Pat, like a detective. When I turn into Sherlock Holmes when I get these lists, and like now you're doing it, I've dragged you into this thought process now that I knew you've kind of come in here kicking and screaming, but you're now.
Yeah, but I'm just going to review it like 3 months from now, whenever all this stuff has been revealed. Be like, nope, totally wrong.
Yes. Jeremy said, didn't Emily say at a roundtable going forward, if Retro returns, there would be Marvel Legend quality cards? I do vaguely remember that. That was the roundtable I would have been involved in, Jeremy, and I completely vaguely missed that. But, you know, I believe she did say there was a question about the card quality, and she mentioned going forward that they would improve that, including, I think, Cobra Commander in that conversation as well. I believe Cobra Commander was the one they were going to be doing it with. That sounds gross, but the new kind of improved cards, yeah. Cool.
I wonder if Sewer Rat is one of these as well, right?
Sewer Rat? Mole Rat?
Mole Rat, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. That is a good point. Mole Rat could be one of these. Thing is, Mole Rat could be one of the many listings we have
That is true.
Previous that we don't know of.
I guess I'm mostly curious to see when that finally pops up.
I know, I'm really excited to see what they've done there. Because, yeah, that's interesting, definitely. Neil Hill says, quick hot take. Mad Marauders Barbecue turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to. I genuinely like it in this color scheme. I'll be unboxing him hopefully soon, Neil. He's actually in my bag right there. But I didn't get a chance last week. But yeah, I'm really excited to bust into that one. And obviously kind of related to the possible Mad Marauders we're looking at here. Possible. We don't know that, though, I've got to say. Finally then, Pat, in this list, because we've kind of covered everything, you know, quite in a lot of detail, actually. A lot more detail than I thought we would. Loads more than I thought we would, the way that you go on about hating these lists. 60th. We've got a 60 designation down there, which, this being 2024 listings, makes almost a no-brainer deduction that we're talking about 60th anniversary released kind of homage things going on here. Now, what do you think we're seeing here?
Well, I'm not going to have my full hopes up, because it could be that 60 just means a new thing for Walmart, you know,
or right.
It could just
right.
be a different retailer.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, gone in 60 seconds. So Nick Cage is going to be selling all these. Who knows? But I think that 60 probably would refer to the anniversary, like you said. If you're doing the 60th anniversary, then it needs to be the original style G.I. Joe. So we could be looking at like action soldier, action sailor, marine, and pilot. You know, two of those choices. And I would guess, well, I'm going to guess action. Well, action sailor, you could easily get out of shipwreck, couldn't
yep.
you?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, and action soldier, who knows what combination of parts, but hopefully they would look just like the original figures did.
Do you reckon they'd come in like the little slide open box kind of scenarios?
I think that'd be really cool if they did, or some sort of blend between the classified series and that box. Like, it'd be awesome if that box was actually kind of what the inner tray looked like on
yeah.
the inside of yeah. the box, so you felt yeah. like you were getting both.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that. So yeah, because obviously the figures do come in little trays now, don't they? And if you yeah. just put like a little lid on it, made it a little bit smaller so it would fit in the box inside. Yeah, I think that would be yeah. so much fun. I'd love that. Love that. Right, couple of questions here. Well, a couple of comments here. Leon says, I still think mole rats are Cobra pack rats. Well, Leon, we know that mole rats are actually Cobra troopers. Emily has mentioned that. They're a new kind of like type of Cobra trooper.
Well, so, if they were a robotic Cobra trooper, they could be like a Cobra pack rat.
Okay, then I'll let you guys have that one on me. Jeremy wants Mad Marauder's cover girl. That'd be pretty cool, actually. Adventure Team Joe, says Jeffrey Smith. What do you think about that,
Pat? Oh, that would be really cool. I don't think that would quite hit with this. Well, maybe it would. Maybe it would make sense to do one Adventure Team and one 1964 Joe. Like,
yeah, I mean,
an action soldier and then maybe the camo Adventure Team commander.
I mean, if you're looking at the relevance to the anniversary number and then you go to the 50th anniversary, there is not really any relevance in the 50th anniversary, is there, to a lot of the things that came out.
That's true. What came out in the 50th anniversary wasn't really related. And man, does that feel like 10 years ago? It doesn't. It's like, why was 50th anniversary yesterday and 60th anniversary is coming up?
Yes, I do feel that way. Jeffrey Smith, though, Adventure Team Joe, I'd love it, definitely. Ed
yeah,
says anniversary.
Awesome. And you know what? If it's not, please have it come out at some point soon. That'd be great.
Anniversary Coils O'Doom, says Ed. I like that. That would be
yeah.
sweet. If they did a set, actually, rather than like a single boxed figure, which we could be looking at single box figures, or we could be looking at something a bit more substantial. But then again, it would probably say deluxe, wouldn't it? In that sense. But if it was like one of those like bigger sets with like the...
If it's multiple figures, maybe it doesn't say that. Like, what would be the symbol or the designation for a multi-pack?
That's a good point. I think it usually says on the listing, like in blatant, it says either multi-pack or two-pack or three-pack or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'll have to look.
If they're doing a whole new 60th anniversary thing, maybe there's just a completely different price point and style and everything for a 60th anniversary package. So hard to say. I would love to have a lot of different Adventure Team stuff. That'd be great.
Sith Viper 77 says Joe Colton and G.I. Jane for the Tom and Jerry 60th. That's
yeah.
a good shout, actually. That's, again, like it almost feels like a no-brainer when it's said out loud. Definitely. Good shout there. Action Soldier says, Joe Colton says Rachel. I mean, a lot of people are saying similar things here. Bullet Man says Neil. Oh, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it? I'd love a Bullet Man classified figure. That'd be freaking awesome.
Yeah, that would be neat.
Grunt says RKW. Well, I don't know if that would really... would that work for you, Pat?
Well, Grunt kind of did represent the brand as the new action soldier.
Yeah.
In 82, they definitely, you know, had that whole The Best Is Back ad campaign and featured Grunt in that way that he was meant to be similar to the original launch of the line. So I see that. I just would not want that personally. I would like the 60th to be related to the original G.I. Joe. As a matter of fact, if it's just Adventure Team, that's a little bit disappointing to call it the 60th. But I don't. I also don't not want Adventure Team. Like, I maybe almost would like that to be a Walmart theme at some point.
It might be a smattering of all of the things we've had in that era. Do you know what I mean? It might be like they might have the 60th kind of representation with, you know, Action Soldier, Action Sailor, for example. And then you might get Adventure Team sprinkled in. You might get some other stuff sprinkled in. Again, we've had a 25th anniversary that didn't really, you know, it did technically. But it didn't like, you know, it wasn't like direct always to the specific day that those figures came out. Same with the 50th was just all over the place. The 60th, I think they could get away with a smattering of 12-inch inspiration is all I'll probably say on that one. Diana says, could HB be HasLab? It could be, but I don't think we've seen a listing for the His Tank. I don't think they did a listing for that. I'm not sure if we've ever seen a listing for the His Tank one, so I'm not sure if they would do a listing for a HasLab, because it's not... These are like... What we're seeing here are like retailer listings, and I think with the HasLabs, they're usually... It's because it's the nature of it. I don't think they go out to retailers necessarily. They might get information about it, but I don't think they get like, here, how many of these do you want kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, but a lot of these are listings that are just going across all... The retailer listings are first of all, they're weird. Like I have seen exclusive Jurassic Park stuff in like Target exclusive Jurassic Park stuff in Walmart, because apparently if somebody does a return, you know, they have the listing in their computer for it.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I scanned it in, it popped up as the correct item, but I know it's a Target exclusive. So it's like these retailers have these listings that are not
well, that, isn't that include
things that are exclusives for yeah, other but
isn't,
retailers.
Isn't that because that's the information in the barcode? The barcodes are all that's not necessarily like, it's not necessarily that it's in their system. It's just their system calculates the information that's in the barcode. If you know
right,
what I mean.
What I'm saying is that the retailers just get the information for all of the retailers. I don't know if the His Tank ever would have appeared. I almost don't know why it wouldn't have in some ways.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I don't think anyone can take a His Tank back to Walmart.
I don't think I've ever seen it. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but right. I will. And again, I'm not saying that it'd be worth checking. I'm not saying that Diana's wrong when she says that could be HasLab. It could very well be.
It's a thing worth looking at and thinking of for sure.
Definitely. Okay. Right then. I think that's it. I think we've covered it all now, Pat. And now that I've started glitching again, it's probably a good idea that we kind of bring this to a close.
Yeah, the wacky races have come to the end.
Oh my God. He's been on fire today, hasn't he, guys? Right? Yeah. Okay.
That's all.
You said you were tired at the beginning of this, and I said this would energize you, and you have been on top form, Pat, all day long. It's been brilliant. Usually you're terrible. I'm just kidding. That's a joke.
Usually I take a nap in between.
Usually during this video.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organizing it, and of course showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding.
Yay, shout outs. Right then, Pat, take us through your shout outs, please.
Shout out to Philip of Articulated Points.
60th anniversary, Phil?
Yeah, sure. It's going to be our 60th anniversary soon, the way that 60th anniversaries just seem to come out of nowhere.
can I go back to my 25th anniversary, please? That would be nice. Or no, actually, I'll go back to my 10. That's much better. Thank you, Peppermint Oil Capsule, for the super chat. Thanks for all the Sergeant Slaughter Slaughterhouse shouts. New ep in 7 hours, guys. Do not move. Go to Sergeant Slaughter Slaughterhouse right now and stay there for 7 hours until they go live. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for all the support as well. We really appreciate it very much. Cool. Right then. Next up then, I will shout out the fam, UK and US. Miss you guys very much. I haven't seen Mom in the chat today, so maybe she's just given up now. She's just like, I can't be bothered. He's glitching. I can't be bothered when he's glitching, she's probably said.
This is a live photo of his family. They just are very glitched. They've been glitched this entire time, every time he brings this picture up.
Brilliant. Love to you all. Love to Kate and Phoebes as well, who are obviously with me at the moment. And yeah, shout out to everybody. Awesomes. And next up, Brian. Now, I asked you guys at the beginning of the show, who do you think the graphics represent? Brian did some very awesome spring graphics for us, and also didn't get the kind of, not pun, but the connection with the character and this particular period of time. Pat doesn't even realize it yet. I'll explain what I said to him, and he said, yeah, that I didn't mean that at all. And I was like, okay, cool. So basically, I message him and I say, dude, spring is literally here. That means a new refresh for the graphics. I don't know what to do. It's spring. And he went, how about recoil? Yeah? For those, it's recoil, by the way. I've just given it away. And I said,
my guess is recoil.
Thank you very much, Pat. And I see you got away with that because just in case, what were you thinking genuinely?
Yeah, it was recoil.
Okay, good. What I really like about this particular graphic is the fact that he's used that like neon blue almost around the kind of edges and everything for the weapons.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought that was to represent the accessories.
Great touch, great touch. But anyway, yeah. So it's recoil. Thank you, Brian, for the amazing graphics. And I said, oh yeah, coiled like a coiled spring. And he went that I did not mean that. I was like, okay, yeah, it's a stretch. So
I was wondering, is it just the word refresh and re?
No, it was the other part of the word.
It was the coil. Recoil's a doom.
Again, you're doing more puns than I am. It's phenomenal. Right then. So thanks to Brian for an amazing set of graphics at this week as well. Really appreciate that. Also, shout out to Dan Kay, who was in the chat a little while ago. Dan Klingersmith Jr., yes, his latest Creating G.I. Joe at Real American Hero book, Volume 11, is up and ready on Kickstarter as of last night, I believe. Like 7 hours ago, I think it went up. So, yeah, go check it out. Link in the description. Go pledge. Let's get it done. Great books, all that usual stuff. And shout out to Dan as well, who, like I said, was in the chat a little while ago, but he probably gave up from all the glitching. Right then, and of course, to all of our viewers, our listeners, our everything, we really, really appreciate all of the support, patrons, everybody. Talking Joe says, I like this deco, but it makes me recoil. Thank you very much for that, Mark. You see, Pat's loving them today. He's loving all the punnage. Wurzel punnage today. Right, yeah, that's pretty much it. One thing we do have to ask, though, right, Pat? There's one thing that's like left to ask our audience, isn't there?
I don't remember what you're talking about, but yeah.
It's this. So we received...
Yes.
And we're putting it out here because we don't know who sent them to us. We received the first wave of Super 7 Ultimates. And we have been scratching our heads as to who would do this wonderful deed. And we're putting it out there on the show today, just in case it was one of you guys. Let us know in the comments. Did any of you send Pat or I a full wave one of Super 7 Ultimates? Because one, thank you very much. That's incredible.
Yes, I was really excited.
Two, Pat may have just forgotten that he ordered these and didn't know what it was.
I did actually go to the usual retailers and look through because I wasn't sure. Because I thought that I'd pre-ordered them, And then it came to wave two, and it was like, I didn't pre-order wave one, so I won't get wave two. But now wave one's shown up, so maybe I should get wave two.
I did think that maybe Super 7 Brian had sent them, right? But I have not any point of either myself or Pat given them our address, other than we've bought things from Super 7.
I've bought stuff from him. Yeah.
But how, like, there's a disconnect there. Like, if I was working at a company, I'd go, you look up Pat Stewart, there's only one, and it's not the movie star that keeps trying to buy.
That is some confidence to know that it was going to be me.
Maybe they sent them thinking, oh, we'll send that. That's Pat Stewart. Bloody hell, I didn't realize he was on the full force. They never watch a video ever in their lives. They think I'm talking with the Patrick. They think I'm talking with the Picard, not Picard.
Yeah, he just decides to put not Picard underneath his name.
Unbelievable. So, yeah, very excited to get stuck into these. So thank you. I'll reach out to Super 7 Pat and see what they say. But
whoever it is, I'm hugely thankful.
If it was you, please let us know. And if it isn't, then I'll be emailing Super 7 later to say thank you very much. But yeah, that was kind of cool and awesome. And yeah, again, very excited to get stuck into those. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Also, Talking Joe, plan is for Talking Joe to go live 4 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK time with our 200th episode live quiz with guest appearance from me. I've had to record some stuff because I can't do that tonight. But go check that out, guys. It's going to be fun. We did it last year. Not last year. We did it. Well, it probably was last year, but it was the last milestone episode. And we got all the old presenters from Talking Joe together and, had a good time. I won that quiz, by the way. Just going to put it out there. I won it because I'm the best. Just kidding. So you'll see me pop up with some questions on video on this one. So, but anyway, enjoy it. Go check it out. Shout out to Mark and Tim and everyone involved at Talking Joe. Love you guys. Right then, Pat, that's it. We've come to the end and we've managed to do a decent amount of time on that. That's impressive.
Yeah, we did. We talked about code words. We talked in code for a long time.
We did a lot of code talking to the point where I'm going to just be randomly saying cartoon character names instead of actual Thomas the Tank Engines from now on. He's not even a cartoon character. That's just it's funny when you try and think of a cartoon character off the top of your head. Go.
Bugs Bunny.
Okay, that was a lot quicker. Well done. Congratulations. Right then. Thanks very much, guys. You know what to do at the end of all these episodes. It's been a pleasure. After three, I'll try not to glitch too much. One, two, three.
Full force.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.